just
hello and welcome to Scooter Radio of a Saturday, featuring me, Jack McCrubber.
And Kieran Barge.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay, right. So, you ready to do some work today, Barge? You've been on holiday for a week, haven't you?
You
went to Mumbai, you couldn't be arsed last week.
I went to Mumbai, I was taking that Rise of Skywalker video took it out of me, so
yeah.
I thought I'd take a little vacation.
You needed a holiday.
Yeah. So, this video I think this week will be a little shorter because that was just... That was just too stressful. So I think next week we'll start doing longer videos again. But for today, hopefully this one will be short.
I didn't know that. Can we upload them quicker? Or?
Yeah. It's just the post-production process is a lot more simpler with short videos. So
if anyone does know how to upload a video quicker, even though I think it is our internet connection, then comment below and let us know.
Don't say that. So today we're going to be talking about another nostalgic film. One that's not come out yet, Joker. So, I'm a massive Batman fan. Like I mentioned in the Star Wars video, it's one of the things that has influenced me the most in life. But with you, I'm not so sure how you came into it. I mean, what was your first exposure to Batman, and how deep does your fandom go?
Well, I started watching it in the late 90s. I think the animated series was the first thing I watched. I'm sure it's the same with you.
Mm-hmm.
That came out in the early 90s, didn't it?
Yeah.
Initially. But yeah, I remember my granddad like recording it for me on like a VHS and then just going like, there you go, that's a kid's show. I'm sure you will like that. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like watching it. I thought it was quite traumatic.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And that's what I love. I love like shows like cartoons that when we were younger they weren't afraid to like push the boundaries. They were like, you know, this is a bit dark, this might mess children up, so what, let's put it out there.
Yeah,
whereas nowadays they just want everything's got to be safe, politically correct,
everything's politically correct.
But
yeah,
like, yeah, I was exposed to the animated series and I loved it. I thought it was pretty dark for a cartoon as well, which
yes.
is what separates it from like any other cartoon you've
yeah
seen.
It was being made in the way that movies were being made, so it was taken very seriously.
Mm.
That was my first exposure to Batman, and that's why I love it so much today and why I've loved everything since then. That was actually my first exposure to the Joker as well, which is what we're going to be talking about. And personally for me, this could be a controversial statement, but I believe Mark Hamill to be the best Joker.
I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Yeah, I think they would. I think a lot of people are obviously Heath Ledger purists and would probably be angered by that. But, I mean, he did a great job. His performance was amazing.
Yeah.
But to me, Mark Hamill is the epitome of the Joker. He captured it from all angles. He was funny. He was terrifying. He was theatrical. He got all of that.
Mm.
And just with his voice as well. Jack Nicholson was fine. He was great for what he did. Obviously, Heath Ledger was great. Jared Leto, very strong opinions about. I mean, you can lead off with that, because I think you've got a lot to say about that.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to go through that, aren't we? But we're also in future going to do sort of rewatch the Batman animated series, aren't we? Go through the episodes and then review them, because I actually haven't seen the animated series, apart from clips on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
since like the late 90s. So I'm very interested to actually watch it, sit down and watch it again and analyse it properly.
They still hold up. I mean, for me today, watching them, I think they're better than the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
I think it is
the
perfect
well.
Batman incarnation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the films Mask of the Phantasm.
Probably... Is that the only one sort of related to the animated series, Mask of...
No, there's one called Sub-Zero as well, which didn't do as well. Then you have Return of the Joker, which is more Batman of the future.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that looks right. I used to watch that as well.
That was dark as fuck. That was even darker, actually.
That was Terry McGinnis, though, wasn't it? An old Batman.
Which was good, because it was like a continuation of the animated series. So you saw what... And I don't think that's ever happened before. I don't think you've ever had like a sequel to an animated series before. So that was interesting. But yeah, for me, Mark Hamill is the Joker. And I think...
overall, all round. Yeah.
All round.
Representation, like clothing-wise, his suit and everything.
Uh-huh. And I don't think anyone's really captured that. I mean, Heath Ledger captured the anarchist. That's what he was. A terrorist, just purely a terrorist, I think. He captured that side of it great, and obviously his performance is brilliant. But yeah, personally, Mark Hamill for me, and I think no one has really come up to his level until now, maybe with the release of this Joker teaser trailer. I think Joaquin Phoenix has come up to that level.
I think he's going to be the best one. That's why I'm so excited. I think he's going to be the best because it's like he's more he looks like more of a clown rather than a terrorist. I think The Dark Knight is a lot of people's favorites Batman, isn't it? Like the Dark Knight trilogy. I think, as we said, like Heath Ledger performance wise, it may well be like the best of all time, but I think Joaquin is going to be right up there. That's why I'm so excited because I know The Dark Knight wasn't it meant to be like an origin story, and we haven't had another origin. And maybe if they did one on Heath's Joker, then we'd sort of find out why he started wearing that makeup. But the thing I like, and I'm really excited about upcoming Joker, is the fact that we're actually getting an insight into like his comedy past, like how he got into comedy, put a happy face on and all that, and like why he started dressing like a clown in the first place, and then how it goes from an actual clown costume to merging that with his everyday outfit, changing his own hair, but keeping it sort of long instead of wearing like the big green afro that he wears in the beginning. And that's, I think it's going to be the best one yet.
I think so. I think for many reasons it'll be the best one. I mean, a lot of people argue that the Joker shouldn't have an origin story because it demystifies him and makes him less scary. Because they say, the less you know, the more terrifying that is. But I don't believe that because Mark Hamill's Joker had an origin story, worked just fine. Jack Nicholson's Joker had an origin story, worked just fine. I think Heath Ledger's worked so well that people seem to think that now there should be, everyone should follow suit now, that he should not have an origin because it will take away from the fear factor that you get from that character. But I don't agree with that, and I think it's just as frightening seeing how he got there in the first place. How can a normal man just in one day become this monster? And that's really interesting to me. And the fact that they're tackling issues like depression
Yeah,
as well, I think
bringing mental
that's,
health into it.
yeah.
I think if they did it too much, like just spoke about anxiety too much that we're sort of hearing more about every day now as millennials. I think that's really good. But also, oh, what was I going to say? This is really good. You were talking about
The origin story,
the origin story,
which
and
has
I
been
was
done
going
in
to
The Killing
say.
Joke. Is that what you're going to mention, The Killing Joke?
No, I was going to say something else, but I can't remember now. So I'll say another point I was going to make. I think a lot of people, say that it sort of destroys like the mystery behind it if you give them an origin story. Because I completely understand where people are coming from when they say that. Because we're going to talk about, I hope we are anyway, talk about the Scream trilogy later on because I love them. And like the whole thing about sort of a masked killer or some an anarchist and something like that. The beauty of that is that you don't know who is behind the mask, and that's why, like, when we're talking about Star Wars, going off on a Star Wars tangent now, when we're meant to be doing a shorter video, but quickly, I think Kylo Ren basically took his helmet off too early, and he was more frightening, obviously, with the helmet. And I think, once you find out who's behind that makeup, who's behind that mask, it loses like a bit of the fright and excitement in it, doesn't it? So I completely get that, but at the same time, I want to know like what drove him mad. Like all them times we've heard, he's made this quote about like, one day you can just snap like that and then everything goes to shit and you just go mental. That I've always wanted to know sort of, what he means by that and what happened. And that's what we're going to
Yeah,
find
and the same applies to Batman. I think
out.
he had one bad day, just like the Joker did. But I don't think knowing his past takes away from him. It makes him a more fully realized character. And I think he's all the better for it.
That's a great point, actually. You said we spoke about that before. Sorry to interrupt you, but I
That's
did,
all
yeah.
right.
I wanted you to sort of go over that again when you said like the Batman, the similarities between Batman and the Joker.
So a lot of people just view Batman as simply a two-dimensional hero when in fact he's anything but. He is someone who is consumed by rage and madness. The only difference is that he channels his madness for good, and uses it in that way. He's on the other side of the law, whereas the Joker is on the opposite side. And the similarities between them, they're so similar that, for example, say if the cops killed Batman's
The
parents.
caps.
Cops.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
To the police.
The police. Yeah.
You're being American. Yeah.
Sorry. If the police killed Batman's parents, he would then be what the Joker is.
Yeah.
So there's a very fine line.
They both had a bad day. Both went in opposite directions. That's,
yeah. It's just with Batman, the key is what caused his trauma.
Hmm.
It's only by fortune that he's on the side of good because a criminal killed his parents.
Yeah.
Because look how destructive he is. Imagine if he was on the other side. He would then be the Joker.
Hmm.
So they're actually very similar. And I think, and I hope this film kind of explores that.
Hmm.
I know you were saying you don't want Bruce Wayne to be in it that much.
Yeah, I want it purely to be about the Joker. I want them to take this opportunity to make a film, purely about this Arthur Fleck guy. I want like the least Batman references as possible, because in Suicide Squad, I didn't want to see Batman. Didn't think we needed to see Batman, even though we were only saw him in little bits.
We didn't really need to see the Joker in that either, but.
Yeah, I'm okay with seeing Thomas Wayne, I guess. We're going to see him, and little Bruce Wayne, it looks like. That's fine, but as long as it's any more than that, I think no. Just focus on, do you know how long the film is?
It's probably going to be a short one, because it's a very low budget. I think it's made for about $50 million.
Yeah.
So it's not...
That's what I love about it as well. It looks more like a masterpiece that way. It looks like a bit of art, if it's like low budget to me. Because as soon as you start, like, there's been so many films where, like, the first one is a lot more sort of innocent and modest and pure because it's, like, low budget. And then the second one, like, the only example I can think of here is a load of films that I'm not really a massive fan of, but, like, the Twilight Saga. The second one's actually my favourite. But as soon as they got more money, it's like you see it completely change. And it's just kind of like The Last Jedi to The Force Awakens as well. I mean, The Force Awakens obviously had like a massive budget. But you know what comes with like more of a budget, like crappier jokes.
Yeah. Well, I think with The Dark Knight trilogy, I think that they kind of buck the trend with that, because The Dark Knight actually got deeper and deeper as it went on. So Batman Begins, I thought was like almost like an art house film. That was especially the first half.
That's my favourite one. I think that's the best.
Me too. Or The Dark Knight Rises, actually.
Yeah, the second one's the worst one.
Controversial opinion. I think that too. I think it's the worst Batman film of the three. But that's what's exciting about this one, is that I've always wanted to see a Batman film made like this, like a character study, because all of the Batman characters actually have real depth to them, and they could take a whole film on their own. And what excites me about this the most is that it reminds me of those top class movies of the 70s in the golden age of Hollywood, with your Taxi Drivers, Dog Day Afternoon. It seems to be in that kind of arena. It seems to be playing in that arena. And to see something like that come up again, just that genre come up again, is really exciting. And I think this is going to be something really, really special. And I think we're being oversaturated with so many comic book movies now, like The Avengers. They're all very samey. And I'm going to get lambasted for saying that, but most of the Marvel movies are very...
I like that word, lambasted.
Yeah, they're very similar. But this is going to be something entirely different, and I think we need this to freshen up the genre a bit more.
Yeah.
I think it's really important, and I hope it's successful and they continue to release more Batman movies like this.
Yeah, because you said this is like what a DC movie is supposed to be. This will be like a proper DC movie.
Yeah, if you read the comics, they're like this. They're not full of action, and like Chris Nolan's films are great, but they still had to have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
They couldn't focus completely on the characters. They had to have your action scene every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Whereas this has no such obligation, so we'll be able to spend...
Harvey Dent punched someone in the face in the courtroom. And
yeah, so I mean, that was okay, because that was like a... Done. Yeah, that was okay, because that was like a character foreshadowing. You hated that.
I fucking hated that scene. that like ruined the whole film.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cheesy. And you're like, Your Honor, I'm not done. And just like, you wouldn't do that. Like, someone pulls out a gun in the middle of a court case, and you turn around, punch him in the face, and...
You realise we're going to be hated after this for picking so many flaws in The Dark Knight.
Well, Heath Ledger was the best thing about it. I think I love Christian Bale, but...
And Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman actually, to me, is the best thing in
Gary goes without saying, he's lovely in all of them.
I think he actually captured...
Gary was my dad.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, he actually captured Gordon better than Heath Ledger captured the Joker. I'm saying it now. The way he moves, the way he walks, the way he talks.
I think a lot of fans are going to be disagreeing with you then, Mark.
I don't think so. I don't know. I think a lot of fans, for those who really know who Gordon is,
yeah,
So you're they'll know that Gary gave him, Gary could should have got like 4 Oscars for that film.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. That last scene with Two-Face when he's on the ground crying.
Yeah.
It's an Oscar-worthy scene. And what's great is we didn't see any scenes with his family. Remember, there was like hardly any scenes with his family. So yeah. Why should we care they're about to die? It's because as an actor, he can pull all that out. And that's quality.
That's a great point.
That is quality acting.
Yeah. Mm.
So, and his role is harder, I think. The Joker is very showy and over the top.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was easy for Heath Ledger by any means, but I think Gary Oldman had to have more skill and nuance to do what he did.
Mm.
But anyway, we're getting sidetracked. So, yeah. I mean, what did you think of the teaser overall?
Well, I was blown away by it. I think I remember I was on holiday in Brighton. lovely sunny. I went abroad. No, I went to Brighton for 5 days away with my partner. And we had a lovely time for anyone who wants to know. But no, you sent me. I saw the artwork, the movie artwork,
first. The poster, which will be on our video.
Yeah, blown away by that. And then when you sent me the trailer, I just like Devon got so annoyed with me because I kept playing it constantly. I was driving her mad, but like I kept on repeat, just playing it literally like every hour of that day. I couldn't get enough of it. And it was so well done, the trailer. It wasn't like bells and whistles, like an Avengers one with, oh, let's stick as many like Hollywood A-listers in there and action. It was amazing because it didn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's going to be amazing.
Do you know why? Because these characters, maybe not DC in total, but Batman characters at least, they speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And they don't need all the bells and whistles. And I'm so glad they finally realised that now.
Do you think Robert Downey Jr. would kill DC if he played anyone?
No, I'm glad. I'm glad he's in it. Oh, wait, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of Robert De Niro. No, sorry.
I like Robert Downey Jr., but I was just thinking, imagine him in DC. We're getting sidetracked again.
Yeah. I mean, he's okay. He's kind of... He's fine. He suits the character he played. Yeah.
Yeah,
he is Tony Stark. He's fine.
Mm.
I wouldn't cast him in anything else.
Spoiler alert, R.I.P. Tony Stark. I love you.
Okay, I'm going to have to put an Avengers Endgame spoiler on this now.
Oh, because I
thanks for that, yeah. Oh. It cost me another 5 minutes of my day.
People have seen it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's seen it.
Anyone who hasn't seen it isn't an Avengers fan anyway, so that's fine.
Jeez.
Okay. No, that's true, though, isn't it? That's a fair point. Anyway, we got sidetracked, so should we just go through like all the Jokers and what we think of them?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think we kind of already did that. There's that first one, Cesar Romero, from the 60s TV show, which I fucking hate, but he was funny,
wasn't he? But we should still, I feel like we should still appreciate him, because he's sort of where it started.
He was the first one, yeah, I guess. Jack Nicholson, I thought was really good. He was a bit overweight.
Yeah.
He
was. He suited the Penguin more.
Oh, shit.
I don't think, when I think of the Joker, like, that's why, like, you know, Mark Hamill was so good, because I think of him as, like, not like tall and like,
well, he's not in real life, but
such, yeah. but like the stature that the cartoon has.
Yeah, the original.
And what Arthur Fleck, what Joaquin Phoenix? I imagine him to look like that.
Ledger was good as well. I think Ledger was the right stature, but I think his face is quite.
He was quite small and hunched over, though, wasn't he?
That was his character's posture. I don't know why he chose that, but he was quite skinny as well. But I think his face is quite. The bone structure is quite big, but I don't know why we're talking about this. But
his bone structure, you love his.
I love his.
You love his jawline. Kieran Barge is attracted to Heath Ledger, aren't you?
I'm not. Don't put this. This is going out there.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Suicide Squad.
We've done
Jack Nicholson.
So Nicholson,
he was good, but overall.
He just had to play himself. In fact, I don't think he even knew the cameras were on him.
No?
No. That's literally Jack Nicholson. I think he was playing himself. I think he was born to play that role.
Yeah. It was a good shout to have him as the Joker.
Yeah, and he made the definitive Joker for a while for a lot of people, and a lot of people said Heath Ledger would never be able to top him. I mean, that's still up to debate. I personally think he did, but
with the Joker being like arguably like the best villain in not just
ever
Batman or DC, but yeah, arguably ever. Like I thought they would have had Jack Nicholson in like the second one, Like, I didn't realize initially that, like, the second one was the Danny DeVito one with the penguin. I thought they kind of like wasted the Joker in getting him out of the way in the
I
beginning.
think it was a trend of that era. I think in the 80s you had to kill your villains off. And I think Tim Burton, he didn't plan to do another Batman. He just wanted to do one and have a self-contained story, which it was. They then pressured him into making Batman Returns, which I think they eventually regretted because it was so dark and gross and weird. Then they had to obviously change the whole style of the franchise with Batman Forever. But yeah, I think Batman Returns is like a loose sequel to Batman. It doesn't really follow on.
I want to watch them again, though.
Yeah, I think the
Like,
first two are good. Batman Forever has some nostalgia. Batman and Robin is just I won't get into that, it's too painful. But
That's the 97 one, isn't it? Like I
yeah.
said, I saw in the cinema
Arnie.
and everyone left. No,
Yeah.
like we were the only, yeah. Mr. Freeze is Arnie and
Ice puns.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah. But yeah, so where were we? We're getting sidetracked again.
Right, after Jack Nicholson.
After Jack Nicholson, we obviously have Ledger. We've spoken about Mark Hamill at length, I think. He's just perfect.
That the laugh more than anything.
The
He
laugh of.
nails it, doesn't he?
You would not think that is Luke Skywalker.
No.
That's what blows my mind. And that's what someone playing the Joker should do, is that you could never imagine them playing that, which is what Ledger did. Which is why so many people were against him in the first place, including me. Nobody insulted him more than I did when he was cast, really. I thought it was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. And then he just came out and blew us all away. I think it's because we had this impression of him that he was just a rom-com kind of guy. He
Like
was just a pretty
ten
boy
things I hate about you
who
and
has
it's
like little
my
girls as
style.
fans. I think that's why it blew everybody's mind, because his other roles did not meet that level.
He got unhealthily into the character though, didn't he?
No, I think he.
I think that's why he did so well, because he almost locked himself away
Method, yeah.
Which was incredible and obviously contributed to the performance, but
But it was so shocking because you look at the actors he was surrounded with in that film: Christian Bale, Gary Oldman, Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman. These guys aren't lightweights, and he just blew them all away. And you would
They
not
just
expect that from Heath Ledger. I think that's why people were so shocked by his performance, because it just came out of nowhere. We knew he was talented from Brokeback Mountain, but we didn't know he was capable of this kind of performance. Have you seen Brokeback Mountain? Because you're laughing.
Not all the way through. I'm not
It's
laughing.
a good film,
What am I
man.
laughing at?
But anyway, your favourite subject, Jared Leto. You could lead with that.
We'll have to watch Brokeback Mountain together sometime.
I'll pass.
Unfortunately,
Yeah.
we'll watch that again. We'll watch that sometime together. Okay.
Carry on. So, Suicide Squad, Jared
Suicide
Leto.
Squad, Jared Leto, next one. Okay. When I first saw this, I told myself that I liked the film when I first saw it, because I quite liked Jared Leto. Like the first time I saw it, I thought, yeah, he's a good Joker,
Hold on
whether
a
he's a good Joker or
second.
not.
Sorry to interrupt you. You quite liked him. You dressed up as him for that Halloween.
I thought I fell into that. I fell into that trap that I now
The hype train.
ridicule people for, but like just because, oh, he's a cool Joker. He's got damage tattooed on his forehead. He's got like bloody like gold teeth and all that. And it was over the top. It was a modern day Joker.
It was a South LA version of the Joker,
Like
yeah.
what you'd expect like
In Training Day.
young people to like and stuff. And it wasn't. They didn't stay true to the character at all. That whole film, I don't feel like they were trying to create like a piece of art, like this Joaquin Phoenix version is going to be. It was just
It
nonsense.
was a it was a 2 hour music video.
Stick in bloody Bohemian Rhapsody and it as many hits as they could, Seven Nation Army and Rolling Stones. It was just nonsense.
And I shit you not, when that first image of Jared Leto leaked online, I showed my brother. He thought it was Marilyn Manson.
You told me that,
Yeah.
yeah.
That
But
just says it all.
he dyed his hair green.
Yeah. He was like, that was his first question. Why has Marilyn Manson dyed his hair green?
It was bad, wasn't it? But I think we became obsessed with his laugh. We liked his laugh,
I
and
hate
no,
you.
you were doing impressions of his laugh. Do
I
you
was
remember when
ridiculing it, not.
we? We need to talk about this subject more. But just when we came back from Ibiza, because we're cool like that, and we went on a lads' holiday to Ibiza at the age of 25 instead
Shout
of
out to
18.
Mark Hibbert and Jack Pryor. They'll know who they are,
yeah.
Obviously.
But yeah, when we come back, you were doing all sorts of impressions. Don't you remember, like, sitting on Mark's lap and, like, slapping his head and saying, like, I can't wait to show you my boys.
Okay, can I just say, people are going to get the wrong impression from this video, yeah, about my sexuality.
Like, when we go out.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Why is that? Just because you like watching Brokeback Mountain and love Heath Ledger and stuff like that. That's, you know, it doesn't make you... There's nothing wrong with that either.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's...
You're making out like there is. By
no,
saying.
No. It's...
And people don't... The listeners don't mind what your sexuality is, so let's just talk about what we came here to talk about today.
Yes, please do. That's what I was hoping you'd talk
what
about.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, Jared Leto. but yeah, it was cool for about a day. And then it was just like, no, you remember Heath, you remember, and he completely goes off the scale straight away, doesn't he? Because it's like, he doesn't, you know, no offence to him, because I like him, I think he's a good actor, but you're just nowhere near Heath. He's going to be nowhere near Joaquin, and he's obviously nowhere near Hamill.
Or Jack.
Yeah.
And you know what? People say he wasn't given enough screen time, that's why he was bad. I'm like, nah. Yeah. Heath Ledger had about probably less than 20 minutes in The Dark Knight. Less than 20 minutes screen time.
Not overall, really?
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Think about it. He's not in it that much. He just kind of comes in every now and again.
Yeah. And he made the film, really.
And he made the film. And so people, I'm like, Jared Leto is the first person who's played the Joker that hasn't blown me away.
Mm.
Everybody else has. Mm. From animation, TV, even in Gotham, that guy who plays him.
Cameron Monaghan.
Yeah, I hate Gotham. But I think his performance is really good.
Yeah, I think his performance was really good.
Yeah.
What he looks like now. We're not even going to talk about that Joker, actually, are we? We never even thought of that.
No. I mean, I won't, because I don't know much about it. But from what I've seen, his performance is 10 times better than Jared's.
Really good performance. But the final reveal, because the Gotham's finished now. Have you seen the final reveal of his Joker?
Yes.
It looks like...
bald and fat.
It looks like a fat version of the Lizard Man in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But, like, I think his teeth got more yellow, which made me like it more, because it reminded me of the Mark Hamill Joker.
Yeah.
And they put, like, the makeup around his eyes, but not too much, so it was more like, again, the Hamill Joker, not like Heath Ledger. But the hair, why did they have to make it look like he'd been in, like, a house fire or something?
I guess, logically speaking, if you fell into a tank of acid, you would lose your hair. I guess from that angle, it was a new angle. I don't like it, but yeah. But no, I thought he did a good job. Jared Leto, yeah, he was just, he overdid it. You could tell he was acting. He wasn't in it. He was acting. And
he was just a trendy Joker, wasn't he?
And what pisses me off more is that he did all that shit, like sending like used condoms to the rest of the cast and like dead rats. And I'm like, what has that got to do with anything?
Mm.
Like, the Joker wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
He'd send them freaking, like, explosives and shit. Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah,
like, if he really wanted to go method...
Ledger did, yeah. He killed loads of the cast members by sending them explosives. And
no,
that's
why
they had to change, like, Rachel Dawes, because it went wrong, didn't it? They sent a bomb to Katie Holmes.
It wasn't Katie Holmes.
Who was the first one?
Katie Holmes was the first one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He sent a bomb to her.
That's why she wasn't in it. Oh, right. Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah. I haven't done anything, that's true, it's a true story.
But yeah.
Anyway, the next one, we slagged off Suicide Squad enough.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about Joker, really.
I know, this is going to go on for longer than half an hour, isn't it?
We're already at half an hour.
It's going to take this with me another week to upload it. Okay, right. Right, okay, this is good radio, just amuse yourselves while I'm like looking at my notes and stuff like that.
I mean, I'll make a statement now. I'm calling this now.
What are you calling?
Joaquin Phoenix is going to top Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm saying it.
I think so.
That trailer, just watching that trailer, we see his entire performance in that trailer, the journey that character takes. It's a really well-made trailer, actually.
Yeah, it is.
You see him at the beginning, what he is.
I honestly can't remember a better trailer I've ever seen. Sounds stupid. Stupid statement to make, but...
Yeah. But I mean, it's
growing
like...
up, I didn't see the Lion King trailer.
Yeah.
Otherwise I might think different, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, watching that, I mean, you know from... You know that second shot where he's sitting there listening to his therapist?
Yeah.
And she's like, does it help to talk to someone?
Yeah.
And he just gives that smile.
Yeah.
There's more acting, more, like, A-grade acting in there than the whole of Suicide Squad.
He looks like a Joker as well, doesn't he? When we first saw the screen test, that was ages ago now, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was
we
October.
Saw that so early.
Yeah, so we had that screen test of him.
It was like, in a year's time, this film will be out. You actually get to see, but...
But he's like, even that screen test, like he's just standing there smiling, yeah. And then you see him in the Joker makeup for the first time, yeah. And all he does, it's very subtle, if you watch him, he's smiling, he just raises one eyebrow, does a little eyebrow twitch, and then drops his whole face.
Yeah.
To say that he's smiling, but he's happy.
Yeah, he's putting on a face.
Yeah.
And I love that.
In that trailer alone, even just that little makeup test, we saw a much better performance than what Jared Leto gave.
Mm.
In 30 seconds. I mean, that just says it all. I mean, what are your expectations for it? What do you think is going to go down? Like, his story, what do you think is going to happen? And where he'll end up?
Well, I can't wait to see him snap for the first time. I think in the trailer, when he's on that train, I reckon that's like the first time he snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And he like murders them three guys somehow, and then yeah. when he's running through the tunnel and everything, yeah,
yeah,
that's him. I don't know if it's like makeup on his chin or blood, but
I think it's blood.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's really good. But what I really like about this as well is that the point I want to make about like the costumes. So like nowadays, they're just trying so hard. They just modernize everything, and I think it's quite unnecessary. Like I'm not asking for superhero movies to, you know, make their superheroes wear these corny outfits like you see in the comics as much.
Mm.
But I just want them to, like, on the scale to be going that direction more than completely, like, modernizing everything. And I think what I mean by that is, like, in the sense that Heath Ledger is pretty much a terrorist. And I don't think they needed to go that much in that direction. And that's where Joaquin Phoenix is better, because it's like it's an actual Joker outfit. When we think of the Joker, we think he's going to be in a colorful suit, you know, a bow tie and everything, like a comical outfit, and that's not really the case with Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. So that's what I'm looking forward to in this, more seeing the actual origin of, sort of, you know, why he's decided to dress like a clown, the makeup, the whole get up in the first place.
I mean, the clown makeup was actually very controversial. A lot of people didn't like that because he looks like a literal clown.
I didn't think. Do you remember when I first saw this screen?
You didn't like it.
I said to you, like, surely that's not like the end product. Surely he's going to end up looking more like Heath Ledger. I don't know why I thought that, because he's obviously got to create his own version and representation of the Joker himself, like Joaquin, hasn't he?
Mm.
But I just thought that wasn't the final.
No, I didn't either. I mean, the one consistent thing with all the Jokers is that they all have green hair.
Yeah.
They've got the dark circles around the eyes and the red lips. Yeah. That's it. But this has got, like, blue around the eyes, a red nose. It looks like, what's that, John Wayne Gacy? That clown, serial killer, in the real life?
No.
Yeah, I think it's based on that. Pogo the Clown, yeah.
Oh, is it?
That's what it's based on, and that's why he looks terrifying. He looks like... Look it up, John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about another... homoerotic film you liked there.
But I'll what are you doing
I'll,
to
I'll
me?
Have, I'll have a look at that. I'll have a look at that.
But I, you know, people are going to say, oh, you didn't say this, but I've been saying this for such a long time that the Joker should look like a literal clown.
Yeah.
I think that's way more terrifying. Yeah. There is an episode of Batman the Animated Series called Be a Clown where he kidnaps the mayor's son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one... Jekko
the Jokester, yeah.
Yeah.
He comes to this, basically
that's
the mayor.
That's freaky.
That is terrifying, that episode.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, Mark Hamill said it was actually even darker when they recorded it. They had to make changes to the script because it was too dark. But in that episode, basically, the mayor challenges the Joker, so he decides to go to this kid's birthday party dressed as a clown and plant a bomb there. And in the process, he befriends the mayor's son, which is fucking terrifying.
That's nuts for a kid's a parent.
Yeah, takes him away to an amusement park, does God knows what, and he's dressed as a clown the whole time, and that is way more terrifying. And then he takes it all off in the end to reveal his actual face.
Yeah,
and I've always thought, like, they should do it in a movie where he has clown makeup. I always thought that'd be more. Much more effective and more realistic as well, because you have, was it, there was that phase last year in the UK where there were clowns running about you remember?
Oh yeah, that was terrifying. Yeah, yeah, there's videos on that of YouTube still, obviously, and
So yeah, hopefully not, but I think this movie might kickstart that again because actually, in September we've got It 2 coming out.
Yeah.
And then straight after we've got this, so it's going to be like 2 months of clowns.
Yeah. Oh god, that's going to provoke more.
Yeah.
Clown people going around in California and everything.
Yeah. Oh, it just gives me a chance to dress up as Batman and just go.
Yeah, like Halloween.
Beat the shit out.
You're a good Batman on Halloween.
Thanks.
You've got like the jawline.
Thanks.
If anyone ever sees like a picture of you and stuff,
I'll try and find one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my feelings are good about this film. Like I said, I hope it is successful because we'll see more films like this, less of the Marvel type. I'm sorry again to Marvel fans. I don't want to insult anybody.
Yeah.
But I want to see more films like this, especially from DC. And I think DC really excels with darker films.
When we get more subscribers and we've like won over more of a crowd, then you'll sort of like break them down and say how you think like Marvel's for children, won't you?
I wouldn't say it's for children. I don't want to like demean anybody.
You did say that to me.
Yeah, but to me it's very, they're very cookie.
Drop in a minute.
They're very, No. You're just killing me.
No, we've got to have our own.
I think this episode is just a character assassination, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just dragging me through the mud.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Marvel is, to me, I don't find them interesting. I find them very cookie cutter. And
we both like, we like Spider-Man, don't we? The Tobey Maguire, which we'll talk about. Yeah. We'll do an episode about them, or two even.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that trilogy.
Because this one's supposed to be like shorter, so we'll do like part one for obviously first one and the second one. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I've said everything I have to say about it.
I think also this Joaquin's Joker is actually more terrifying the more I've seen him, actually. Because in the beginning, I sort of thought when I saw pictures of him on set, Joaquin Phoenix, like, you know, when he's in the telephone box. And, you know, he's just purely dressed as a clown. He's got his, like, afro and everything. And just literally a clown. I thought, oh, that's just, you know, for the majority of the film, that's not going to sit well for me if he's looking like that for three quarters of it. But then the more I've seen it, when the trailer dropped, and you see him at the end coming out of that door, walking down the corridor. Yeah, with that
swagger. Which we see in the beginning of this video, our intro, yeah.
Yep. That, he genuinely looked like frightening there, and that was the only worry I had initially. Like, Heath Ledger's Joker is quite sort of like chilling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more I've seen this, the more I have thought, and where we've both come to the conclusion now of this video, where we think that Joaquin Phoenix is going to be the all-time best Joker until
I think so. And looking at Joaquin Phoenix's filmography, I don't think he's ever given a bad performance. Do you remember Gladiator?
Yeah,
you've seen Gladiator. Like, he was a
ages.
Twat in that, like, you really wanted him to die and you really hated him.
Yeah.
And if you've seen like Walk the Line, I don't know if you've seen that when he plays Johnny Cash.
Oh, I want to see that. I've seen
And he sings the songs. Roger Ebert said he was a massive fan of Johnny Cash, so he knows every note like spot on. And he said that his mind was blown when he watched the credits of that film, and he realized that actually Johnny Cash hadn't sung anything in that film. It was all Joaquin Phoenix.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how talented he is.
Yeah, I think he deserves a massive part like this.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, it doesn't matter if it's a low-budget film, it's like, it's a huge part to play.
This film was his idea. He said that for a while he'd been wanting to do a character study of, not the Joker particularly, but a comic book character, because he thought there is so much depth to them.
Yeah, it is the most like challenging character to get into and play, arguably, isn't it, in terms of a comic book character, because of how...
I'd say Batman's harder.
How much you reckon?
Because Batman has like multiple. Yeah, I think Batman has like three different personalities.
Getting into the Joker's mind, though, that's scary. That's dangerous.
Yeah, but then what were we saying? Batman is equally as dangerous, and his mind is just as fractured. So I think he requires a bit more nuance and a bit more subtlety in a performance, where the Joker's very over the top. So in that sense, it's kind of easier to do.
Yeah.
But I think Joaquin is going to nail it. Have you seen that film? Did you see that interview with him, with David Letterman, when he came on in character? You know, with his beard, when he said he was quitting to pursue a career in pop?
Yeah, that was directed by Casey Affleck, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, such a good film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know he was basically, that was a character in his new film.
That's how deep he goes. Yeah. He could have killed his career doing that.
He takes his gum out of his mouth, puts it under his table.
But, so I know he's gone to great depths of this role, just by that I think the guy is insane anyway. So I think he's
I
going to
think he's
pull
going to
this
be great,
off.
yeah. I think going back to Heath Ledger, I think the performance incredible, but when you look back at the costume, I know we've said it so much in this video, but he was more of a terrorist really than a clown in a way. It
Think his
doesn't
costume
seem
was all right.
doesn't seem fair to say it, but like, you know, God rest his soul. But
Yeah,
like,
rest in peace. Yeah.
it was like he had a purple blazer, didn't he? And like, so I guess it was,
He did, and he had the red smile and the
but
black
this
eyes.
outfit is more clowny. It's a clown's outfit. And this is what I liked. Like, I wanted to make a quick point about the 2013 film Logan, I think, or it was a Logan film in 2013 when yeah, it wasn't called Logan. What was it called? It was called The Wolverine, I think, or Wolverine. There's two, isn't there? But yeah, when in the alternate ending, when he's handed that briefcase, he opens the briefcase, and you think Hugh Jackman is going to end up bearing that suit, that famous yellow Wolverine suit, and that's what I want. I want more. Be true to the character, no matter how sort of corny you think the costume is. And this is what they're doing with Joaquin Phoenix. It's like, the Joker is a clown. He's got a history. That's his history in comedy and everything.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we're moving away from that. I think everything wants to be more realistic now. I think Christopher Nolan set that trend now. So everybody's following his example. And it worked for him. He did a great job. And I think he was the closest to the comics in the sense of the psychology and the story he was telling, especially Batman Begins. But yeah, in terms of looks, he had to be very realistic. Because he was setting it in the real world. So Batman came off more as like a SWAT guy rather than the Batman.
A policeman.
Yeah, just a SWAT guy who fights a little harder. It came, in Batman Begins, like, arguably that was the best representation.
I love that. Yeah, the beginning bit, that's my favorite part of the whole trilogy.
That's a
Like
character
that
study.
the opening half an hour when he's training with Liam
And when he's in the courtroom,
Neeson
it's seriously, Christian Bale's performance, he doesn't get enough credit. I
and
just want to say that.
you love
People,
that, don't you, when he sees the guy who killed his
when
parents
Joe
and
Chill's on trial, go back and watch Christian Bale's performance in that scene. He does not get enough credit.
Yeah. Well, I suspect you'll edit that exact face into this part that we're talking about now,
Probably.
won't you? So obviously we'll get to see it.
But yeah, I felt as that trilogy went on, it became less Batman-esque and it became more of a Christopher Nolan movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah, with ODing on the Hans Zimmer and
Yeah, well, the Hans Zimmer stuff is fine, but it's like the whole city under siege shit, and Batman shouldn't be dealing with stuff like that.
no.
Batman deals with like petty crime, like drug dealers and child molesters, things
We
like that.
hate, like we were talking about in the Star Wars, we hate like the political side of it, don't we? Like, we don't give a shit about that, like the district attorney and what's going on with him and stuff. We just care about like
I mean, that's important to
the
Two-Face's
reasoning
story.
as to why, how people get there. And
I mean, if you're telling a Two-Face story, that has to be there. But I mean, yeah. I mean, it was still a good trilogy. I still love it. But I do want to see something more like this, what we're getting now. And I'm so happy now, finally, if this teaser trailer is doing, if this film does what it's promised from the teaser trailer, I think everybody is in for a real shock.
I want to see more, but like in terms of like another trailer, but then I feel like my expectations are as high as they can be. I don't expect anything more. I think that trailer, they need to just not release anything else now. That trailer just sets the standard. It was incredible. Don't
Agreed.
add anything else now. Don't give us any more teasers or anything. Just let us see the film and be blown away by it.
Agreed. And there are some things I'm worried about. I know you mentioned earlier about Bruce Wayne and Thomas Wayne in the film. They've changed Thomas Wayne's character. So he's almost like a Donald Trump figure in this. And I'm really not happy about that because he's always been very kind-hearted and very
Yeah, he
sweet.
looks like a bit of a.
He's a bit of a twat in this,
Yeah,
apparently.
I don't like the look of him. Like, I love the Thomas Wayne in Batman Begins. He's like a sweet, caring father, and it's like in this one he just
And
does look like
it kind
a.
of messes up Batman's character because the reason why Batman hasn't gone completely off the rails is because of Bruce Wayne has this altruism that he inherited from his father. And if Thomas Wayne doesn't have that, Bruce Wayne wouldn't have that either, and he'd just become just an out and out psycho. So I think that's a bit of an issue there. And I also don't like the fact that I've never liked this because this was also the angle in the Tim Burton film that Bruce Wayne is younger than the Joker. I hate that.
Yeah.
I always think Batman should be older than the Joker. The Joker to me has always been like a young criminal, like how he was in The Dark Knight. That's perfect. Because he seemed like this young,
he
kind
was
of like
really young
punk
in Gotham.
almost.
Gotham, he was too young, wasn't he? But,
Yeah.
I think that, and that's I've watched a YouTube video talking about Joaquin's Joker, and they were saying maybe Arthur Fleck is not the Joker, and then like,
God, I hope.
And it's just, and then like, obviously the real Joker will come along when you know get basically is inspired by Joaquin Phoenix.
I hope that's not true.
I hope so too, but. They did. Why did they make Bruce Wayne so young, though? I'd love to know like the thought process behind that. Because literally in everything else, they've been around the same age, haven't they? Similar.
Apart from Tim Burton's film.
Yeah, true.
Because I hated that. In that film, the Joker was responsible for killing his parents, which I hate.
Yeah, I don't.
It's too personal.
No, I don't want them to have
And
that
I hope.
Because then it always makes Batman just solely about the Joker and Batman, doesn't it? You don't need any of the other
exactly
guys
because
to uncover his story, really. But
the problem with that film specifically is that he ends up killing the Joker in that film.
Oh yeah.
So why does he need to carry on as Batman after that if he's avenged his parents by killing the guy?
I need to rewatch that. What, Michael Keaton actually kills the Joker?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was a killer in those. And even in
controversial then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Batman's obviously not.
Even in Batman Returns, he goes around killing people and smiles about it as well. So
That's
he's like,
mad.
Yeah, it's
Typical
crazy.
Tim Burton. Dumb.
Typical Tim Burton, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's where I'm worried. This one is going in a similar direction. I hope that the Joker is not responsible for Thomas Wayne's death, because if you notice in that trailer, there's one scene where he pops up behind that bush. I think this is our favorite moment.
Yeah.
Where he comes up behind
the
that bush,
the red nose,
and
yeah.
he reaches through the gates of Wayne Manor and he puts a smile on Bruce Wayne's face. I'm really hoping that's not after he's killed his dad or something.
I don't think he will be. I'm praying, and
yeah.
I don't think he will be. Okay.
Yeah, I think
they don't need that though. Just have
yeah.
that in a Batman film. Like, make a Batman film and talk about the death of Bruce Wayne's parents and how it happened. We don't care or need to know about like how it happened. This needs to be just purely about the Joker. Don't go into like Batman's story.
We've seen it so many
That's
times.
What I don't want to see.
I remember when we went to see Batman v Superman. And I remember we saw that scene again where his parents died. And like, I remember all the people I went to see it with said that we don't need to see that again. We've just seen that in Begins. We
yeah.
saw it in Tim Burton's film.
Yeah.
Why are we getting this? It just seems really rushed and just forced in there.
Because it's a new Batman though, isn't it? It's Ben Affleck.
But I think everybody
think
knows
why
Batman became Batman. My
yeah.
mum knows why Batman became Batman.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep doing that. So I hope the Joker doesn't, this film doesn't do that again, because we don't need it. And I also feel that another problem I have with Bruce Wayne being that young is that Batman has always, to some extent, been responsible for the Joker's creation.
Yeah.
And if he's a kid, that can't happen.
No.
The Joker should never be responsible for Batman. It should be the other way around, because that's the guilt Batman has to live with then for the rest of his life. That
yeah.
he created his greatest nemesis. And that's that guilt. That's the question, the interesting question, that is Batman actually causing more damage than he is good? It's because of his actions that he's bringing all the evil into the world with him. And that's why I find him so fascinating, that he's a complete contradiction. And the Joker is the epitome of that.
Yeah.
He's the greatest failure. So that needs to be there. And I guess I'm fine with it in this if it's a self-contained film, because obviously they're not making sequels.
I think that's interesting though what you say, because I think that's where we differ actually in our opinions, because you think Batman should be first, Batman should come first, Batman born, and then all these bad guys like the Riddler and everything, they're like, I don't like that guy, let's be annoying, let's piss him off, let's commit crimes. Whereas I kind of disagree in a way. I like the idea of us seeing, this is why I don't want really anything to do with like Batman really the least possible in this upcoming joke film, because I want to see like the origins, I want to see how he snapped one day and went mental, and I like the idea of that, and then and him just doing his thing, committing crimes, Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker, Arthur Fleck, and then Batman sort of being born and going like, now let's sort of now like getting the courage to become Batman, going through the journey of becoming Batman, and then going back to Gotham and going, right, let's go and sort Gotham out. What's going on? Right, there's this guy dressed as a clown causing shit, right? There's this Mr. Freeze, fair thing. I like it in that order, personally.
I mean, yeah, I think we disagree there because I like the way it was done in the Dark Knight trilogy, where it was just us, this random guy, this just random mugger that stepped out of the shadows and killed his parents. I don't think there should be any connection to his rogues gallery with that. I think they should always come afterwards because I think that's what makes Batman's whole predicament so interesting is that he's there fighting crime, and because he steps out with this theatricality, with this bat
Yeah,
suit,
people
he
don't
then
like him.
inspires,
Yeah,
he then inspires all these freaks to
because
rise
it's
up
never
with him.
happened before, and they're like, "Yeah, who's this guy I think he is?" Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he actually then inspires a whole new breed of supervillain. That's what I love. Rather than there being supervillains to start off with, I think it's better. And also, he discovers himself each time he faces one of these villains because they're all twisted mirror images of him. I mean, the Joker represents, I guess, the chaos that Batman has. Catwoman
Very
is a
true.
Catwoman is temptation. She's basically what he is, but on the other side of the law.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mr. Freeze is someone who lo also lost a loved one.
They're all different aspects of him almost, aren't
Yeah,
they? That's amazing.
the Penguin is Bruce Wayne gone wrong.
Bruce Wayne, if he got fat and nose grew funny
Yeah,
and
and if he used his bit, and if he got hit, if Bruce Wayne let his foundations or his company be used immorally, he'd become what the Penguin is. Scarecrow uses fear the way Batman uses fear against the criminals.
Batman, Bruce Wayne decided to get his own farm, then
Yeah.
become Scarecrow. Yeah,
But yeah, you see what I mean? They're all mirror images of him. They're him if
I
he
like that.
went.
That's a really good point. That's a
Yeah.
really interesting point.
So that's why I prefer him to come first.
Well, you shut me up there. That's a really good point, actually, Budge.
Yeah, but I mean your point is valid as well. It can work both ways, but I prefer
Thank you. That's true.
the other direction.
Right.
But we've gone really in depth here
Yeah, we
again.
have.
We're nearly an hour in.
Oh my God, we're meant to do like a
So
half. Like, we can't, can we? Else,
editing is going to be hell for me.
we're meant to do like even. Like, even I suggested like, oh, we do part one, part two, but we just can't help ourselves, can we? We just get
No.
so passionate about it. And
But I
what
mean,
are we like?
is there any points you want to make?
No, I'm just thinking of the closing checklist now. So, team, thank you for listening, and please subscribe and all that.
And I promise next week we will do a nostalgic film.
Yeah. What were you thinking? We could give the listeners an insight, a little cheeky. Our 9 subscribers will be like listening right now, going, "Oh my God, what are they gonna do? I'm itching, I cannot wait." Hook.
I think we should deliver on our promise to do something from the 90s.
Hook.
Yeah. I'm not going to promise that now. Is that what you want to do, Hook?
Yeah, maybe.
Because you could have a lot to say about that, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week is Hook.
Maybe, yeah,
Yeah.
we'll have a chat about it. But I just want to say, please subscribe to us. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe because we're on 9 and it'll be nice to go into double figures at some point and 10. So
Yeah, we just need one more person.
we're begging you. No, we want it to keep growing, don't we? But we make new videos every week. So
Yeah.
as long as Barge doesn't bugger off to Mumbai again for a
I'm not
while,
going anywhere soon, so don't worry.
that's good. That's good to hear. That's lovely.
But I would just also like to say, in the comments, please comment and just tell us who your favorite Joker is.
Yeah, we'd love to know actually.
Yeah, is it Mark Hamill? Is it Jack Nicholson? Is it Heath Ledger? Is it Jared Leto?
Yeah, imagine those poor people.
Yeah. Well, and do you think that Joaquin will top Heath Ledger? Or any other Joker, depending on who your favourite is.
Yeah.
So please comment. And yeah, I guess.
Yeah, don't forget to like our Facebook page as well. You've kindly made a
Oh, yeah.
Facebook page for Scooter Radio, haven't you?
And yeah,
Search
and.
for that and like that. And Twitter as well. I made a Twitter. It's at @scooter_radio19. So yeah, go check that out and follow us on there as well. Yeah, I don't know what else to say now.
I think we're done now.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Bye. Wave.
we'll wave. We'll see you next week for Hook, I guess.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. And yeah, please subscribe and hit the little bell notification as well, because otherwise you ain't gonna know when we're making videos. Unless you're that much of a dedicated fan, like I suspect our current 9 subscribers are.
That
They're
they
just
search us up every
they're on
week.
our page every day, aren't they? They don't need the little bell for notifications because they're on there going, "Oh, they've not made another video yet. Oh, when are they
Yeah.
gonna make another one? Barge, get back from Mumbai, Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm back now, so there'll be a plethora of videos coming out. I think we'll try and do another one this week. Hopefully, I'll get this one done tomorrow get it out there.
Another one this week? What, it's Saturday?
Yeah, we'll do another one midweek.
Oh, next week, yeah.
No, we'll do another one midweek. So we'll give you two, just to make up for last week.
Yeah. We'll have a chat about films to do, because not 100% hook, but it's a good idea to start off with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about.
Means a lot to both of us. So
yeah.
But yeah, we'll cut it off here, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Long story short, yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.
See you.